USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadan Sekir, geologist at Ankara University, on the Turkish News Channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may as large as 6.5.
The epicenter was near the Turkey-Syrian border, and the quake was felt in several countries across the region, including Syria and Lebanon. Unfortunately, the death toll is very high at this time.
There are so many large settlements around this area, and the casualties, the number of casualties may increase, unfortunately.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days and evacuation orders were given to residents. Trent Conaway is the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, on CBS Pittsburgh last night.
If you're in the 1 mile radius, please get out. As far as catastrophic, it's yes, it could be very catastrophic if it would go up. So we're just being overly cautious and getting everybody out.
Defense Department officials are reporting they were able to block the Chinese balloon from gathering intel during its time over U.S. airspace. Also, the DOD says the military was able to gather intel on the balloon and its equipment. The balloon was shot down over the Carolinas coast on Sunday. Beyonce on Sunday broke the record for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. With her fourth trophy of the 2023 awards, the singer surpassed a record of 31, a record since 1998. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Évidemment.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
There's been a shakeup in the timeline of next year's presidential primary.
It's all about who goes first and then which states follow suit. Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting line for the presidential election, falls out of the early nominating process for the first time since the early 70s. Delegates with the Democratic National Committee voted to make South Carolina the first state in the country for early voting.
We will move to a vote on the motion to approve the report of the Rules and Bylaws Committee. All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
New Hampshire and Nevada would host their primaries 3 days after South Carolina, followed by Georgia and Michigan in the coming weeks, which will vote early for the first time in their history. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump denied the Defense Department's claim that suspected Chinese surveillance balloons had also transited the United States during his administration. He says, quote, never happened, end quote. An upbeat forecast on the economy from a former Trump ally.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn painting a somewhat rosy picture for the U.S. economy. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Cohn said,
it does feel like we're in relatively good shape here. The question is going to be, how does the Federal Reserve handle what's going on in the economy?
Cohn added he doesn't see the U.S. falling into a recession in the first half of 2023. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For more information, visit us at usamediagroup.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.